Welcome to the Flame Podcast, spreading truth like wildfire with your flamethrowers Anna Kane and Nicole Orozco on a mission to set the captives free. Now here they are, your hosts.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode number 18. We have a great show lined up for you. For more information about the Flame Podcast and the Flame Paper, make sure to visit us at theflameusa.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the show at podomatic.com or download the Podomatic app so you won't miss a single episode. We always like to start our show off with Watchmen on the Wall, where we cover the latest events and happenings. So we've been talking about the Reawaken tour for, I feel like, months, but it's super amazing. And Nicole and I had the honors of attending the Oregon show. And so we just want to make sure that everybody is aware of it and hopefully getting tickets and attending. The next tour is August 12th and 13th in Rochester, New York. Get your tickets. They do sell out fast. You can get 10% off using the Flame promo code. Flame. I'm like, hey, I didn't say that right. Yeah. You can call 918-851-0102 or go to timetofreeamerica.com and mention the Flame promo code again.
F-L-A-M-E.
Yes. All capitals are just whatever you want. All capitals. Also, the tour is coming to Idaho, right around the corner, right on the border of Washington, September 16th and 17th. Nicole and I will do our best to be there. We're super excited. So come join us. Say hi. We also have a ton of revivals happening around us. So The Finding is coming to Bothell, Washington, August 18th through the 20th. Bill Johnson, Heidi Baker, and other anointed healers, speakers will be there. Go to thefinding.com for more information. We also, this weekend, have the tent revival we've been talking about for a few weeks. That's at Asbury Farm in Marysville. I believe it starts tonight at 6:30. So make sure to be attending that this weekend. Get some amazing healing. Pray for our country that is obviously at war. We're also at The Flame looking for state coordinators, social media gurus, on-the-ground reporters, and news show hosts that want to volunteer and get some bonus opportunities to help save the USA. Go to our website at theflameusa.com and fill out our volunteer form and or email us at info@theflameusa.com. For more details.
Mm-hmm. How's it feel to be back after?
I was just going to say, I am just off my game today.
You're not, though.
I totally had the most amazing vacation. I enjoyed the sun. I'm sun-kissed for sure. San Diego beaches were beautiful. And, you know, though, I'm so glad to be back. I feel like I've been wondering how people aren't in motion, because stepping away from all the chaos and just kind of, you know, honing in on my family, felt kind of, I felt at a loss. Like, I don't know, that something might happen and I can't be trying to fix it, right? And so it's good to be back. And I was kind of reminded last night, Nicole and I were at a meeting, and we got the privilege to hear people who are running for Secretary of State speaking. And, you know, the commonality in their speeches was we the people, right? We the people are what it takes to make change, and how the media isn't.
They're bad.
Well, they're divide, bad, but they're divide. Also just not getting real information out there. They're not getting the true information out there. And people who are running are, you know, being censored and not being able to speak up. And so there was just tons of conversation about this. And in my mind, I was kind of frustrated, because I'm thinking, okay, so we know we the people are what it takes. So where are the people standing up? And we also know that our current media is garbage. So why aren't people supporting the Flame?
Yeah.
I mean, people are, but Why aren't more people?
25,000 people to subscribe would save the USA.
Right. So if you know the media is the problem, then maybe you need to be supporting the flame that can be the solution.
Yep.
So anyway, yes, it's amazing to be back. And I'm really hoping that people start getting off their couches.
Well,
and
I can tell you that last Saturday I go to a men's breakfast Bible study every other week. And there was a gentleman that was from Idaho, and he was a friend of another friend that was there. We got had a great conversation, and afterwards we had a really good conversation because I handed out the latest edition of The Flame. And he goes, "Hey, I'd like to get more for our church over in Idaho. Where can I go?" I go, "Go inside. You can go ahead and..." What's
subscribe.
That tapping? Oh, okay. So go ahead and subscribe and get yourself in there. And he goes, "This is going to be perfect." So there will be some people in Idaho receiving it. He may be a little while because he was picking up his wife from the Philippines.
Okay. I'm like, it hasn't happened yet. I watched.
No. So it'll be a little while. But I'm just like, he was all excited about seeing that.
People get it in their mind to do it.
Yes.
And then it drops off. And it needs to be in the front and center of your mind because this could truly change things. So, you know... it just can. And it gets, if we got into every little pocket of America by subscriptions in Idaho and Tennessee,
Well, you know, the world has, we have worldwide protests happening.
Yes.
And yet America just keeps sitting.
It's amazing.
Like, so if you're going to sit, this is how I feel right now. If you're going to not be lining the streets, if you're not going to be stopping drinking your Starbucks and going to McDonald's and supporting all these leftist companies, at least the least you can do is subscribe and get papers out
and just pass a few. I mean, get three, start with that, get 300 if you're really like on fire.
Like, let's see the power of the people. Where are the people? Let's see the power of the people. What do, like, ask yourself right now. You're listening. I am going on a tangent. As you're listening, ask yourself, what is important to you?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that is, do something about it.
Yep.
Whatever it is. The thing about the revolutions is Soros is really good at doing color revolutions.
Yes, he is.
And so they get these people riled up and they get chaos. So Americans are so... complacent. Oh God. But the thing is it's going to take a lot to get us in a color revolution because, I mean, they'll probably have to starve us before people will rise up.
That's coming.
I know. But still subscribe, even if they're going to starve us, because we have to. But this is a way to change things.
I
wonder how many nutrients you can get from eating papers.
I don't know, but I know one thing is I could eat cabbage soup like my grandpa did. He used to say that do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
He used to eat cabbage soup. And I go, "Grandpa, what was it like in the old country in Lithuania?" He goes, "Well, we walked 10 miles in snow.
Uphill,
yeah.
Both
and
ways.
He goes, "And then we ate cabbage soup." And I go, "Well, what happened to your thumb?" He goes, "One day we were so hungry that I just went chop, and we had thumb soup."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my neighbor used to say, "Let me show you how to watch my thumb." And you'd pull
it up. Dad did that all the time. My kids ask him to do it now. Too funny.
Yeah.
We're coming back to that cabbage soup time, folks.
I tell you what.
There's always thumbs.
That's funny. Yeah. I think we live in a...
Our goal for the Flame podcast is to make it the top performer within the political podcast category. And we need your help to do this. It's as simple as sharing the show with 10 of your friends. That's it. Just 10 of your friends. Speaking of sharing, we have a great guest coming up who is doing his part to fight against the agents of evil and is educating and enlisting others into the cause.
And he's helping out with a few revivals as well.
I believe that is true.
Welcome to our Torchbearer segment, where we interview people who carry the torch of truth and are making a positive difference in our world. This week, we have a wonderful guest. I'm so excited.
Me too.
We have Ohio Brett, and he is just amazing. He's an amazing truth warrior and a warrior for Christ. So, you know, you can find him out at thechristianrevolution.net and ohiobrett.com. Ohio Brett, I am just thrilled to have you on with us today. This is Nicole, and, you know, I just want to thank you for coming on the Flame Podcast. What's your background a little bit, and how did you get involved in speaking for freedom? We met you at Bard's Fest about a year ago, and you were working back then to save America.
No doubt about it. Well, first of all, buckle up, America. Ohio Brett Bowl is so honored to be on the show today. Many of you know that I was so thankful to meet both of you in Bard's Fest in St. Louis in those cool breeze, that nice temperature last summer.
Oh, gosh.
It was so hot, but you know what? We made it happen. We got busy, and a lot can happen if you just be obedient to our Heavenly Father's call on your life. And Ohio Amen. Brett Bowl is in full-time ministry with a sports background, going to all 50 states. And I have the game plan that God led on my heart to encourage Team Jesus, recruit for Team Jesus, and get funds out to Team Jesus at the local level. And on the call today, we'll get into all that.
Great. You are so amazing. Yeah, Bard's Fest was crazy hot.
My eyeballs were sweating.
And it definitely, I think, blessed a lot of people. Would we get rid of 100,000 papers? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of things started moving from Bard's Fest. I know that the Christian Revolution actually started being birthed. I remember going into, you know, the back offices, and some private meetings were happening, and I was super excited to be able to just chat with you and have good feedback. And so we're thankful that you were obedient and followed through, and things are moving forward. So with
no
that, Brett,
it.
What well, is the Christian...
Go ahead.
The ChristianRevolution.net is a grant-making organization, and we're so thankful. We're only 10 months old, but we ask that question, who is funding good? Who is funding good? Because we were really confused with all the chaos over the last few summers. Many of us who pay attention saw our country, that some of us still love, in absolute chaos. That there were folks, the George Soros funded evil, Lucifer-led evil, we could see it.
Yeah.
So the Republicans weren't funding good. The Democrats weren't funding good. Big media wasn't funding good. And unfortunately, the churches, many of the denominations, mm-hmm. There's always a remnant, but that many of them were simply not funding good. They're actually found in Scripture in the book of John. They were actually wolves. They were the wolf in sheep's clothing, mm-hmm. and they were the hirelings that would flee when the wolf comes. And so I have righteous anger for that. So we did start thechristianrevolution.net, and we are raising funds all over America, and we've been blessed in our first 10 months to already give out close to $400,000
wow.
in grants at the local level. And many people ask, where the heck does the money go? Well, we have six categories. Lawfare is a big category. So there's an attorney that many of you have heard of, Tom Renz.
Amazing.
Tom Renz was one of our very first grants because we knew what he was doing on the front lines for those around America. He got a grant. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was with us at the beginning, and she came to us with an opportunity to go down the path of acute urgent cares. So we gave her a large grant to bless her on that project. So Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer and Ohio Brett are running full speed ahead with thechristianrevolution.net. The other categories are standing up for Jesus outside of the four walls of the church, education, music, and sports. And if I can, let me just give you a glimpse of some of the grantees that that we've met on this journey. Hey, we think that once we met a chiropractor in Buffalo that was going out to Amish country every single month, and she wouldn't take a dime, and every time she went out to Amish country, there was 30 or 40 horse and buggies waiting on her. Once we found out about her, it was a no-brainer to get her a grant. How about the inner-city black former college football players in Toledo, Ohio, that are making a difference with their time, talents, and treasures with after-school programs for the inner-city youth? Once we found out about them, we knew that we had to give them a small grant. There is former military and law enforcement out in Colorado that are redoing an old, dilapidated a camp out there that was gifted to them, and they're going to get that thing up and running so they can host families and youth groups. Once we found out about them, they were worthy of a grant. We have some law enforcement guys in Texas that are on the front lines of prepping and preparing for the evil that's coming. Those are just a glimpse of some of the grants that we've been able to give.
That's, you're such a blessing, such a blessing. And it's amazing because you're right. Who is funding Jesus, right? Like, who is funding good? Because it hasn't been happening. There's all this money. Before you came on and we were doing the beginning of the podcast, we were just talking about how, you know, people aren't being activated, and all of the media outlets that are just lying and censoring and all the things. And it's like, we have to be supporting the good. We have to be supporting the good causes. We have to leave the bad behind. We have to, you know, stop supporting the Starbuckses, who, you know, the leftist companies that now are closing down their businesses for safety concerns, but are the same people who are funding all and, you know, going along with the wokeness, right? Go woke, go broke. And so we are just amazed at everything that the Christian Revolution has been able to do and is going to continue to be able to do. And so what do you guys have on tap coming up?
That's a great question. Thank you so much for asking that. Because even when we met out at Bard's Fest, there's no way you could have possibly known what Brett Poole I was embedded with one of the most famous national Vietnam veterans.
You're breaking up. Oh, he's out in
the vanity bag.
There
the
you
bag
are.
Was zipped up. And when they took that ride to the guys were throwing the body bags off, God gave him one last breath, and he was so thankful to come back to America. And Bob Whelan, I was his assistant for 5 years, traveling around with him as he spoke to companies and schools and churches all over America. And he nicknamed me Ohio Brett because I just couldn't talk about my home state, connecting others to help and truth in my home state. And so Ohio Brett really is in full-time ministry. And so I'm thankful this opportunity that this door opened for me simply to be obedient to God's call on my life, because Ohio Brett is a nobody. But I want to encourage the body of Christ. I want to grow the body of Christ. And since I have a sports background, I use that language, Team Jesus. Of course, I want to help get funds out at the local level. So one of the projects that Coach Dave has sent me off is all 50 states in 12 months.
And how many do you have left?
I have 16 left. And my deadline, the clock is ticking. That's why I'm coming. I'm in Maine right now. We have a big, beautiful event. I'm co-hosting with the Angry Citizen, Dana Callen, in Ellsworth, Maine. So any listeners in Ellsworth, Maine, come on out this Saturday hall at 1 o'clock, and we're going to lock and load and rev up a rally for people who actually constitutional Americans. There's a lot of us out there. And then I'm going to be driving west, because the states I have left is out west, starting in Minnesota and Wisconsin. All those Canadian border states, take a flight to Alaska, Juneau. We're going to do a prayer gathering on the steps of the state capitol in Juneau, Alaska. And then I'll come back to Seattle and then down to Sacramento and Orange County. And then on August 31st, I'm catching a flight to Honolulu. And that will beat the deadline of September 1st for all 50 states in 12 months. And the Lord, our Heavenly Father, is so merciful. but he also does have a sense of humor. He thought, Ohio Brett, you think you're only doing this once? I'm going to send you out 3 years in a row.
The first year is the plant seeds.
The first year is the plant seeds. The second year is to water those seeds. And the third year is to see what's growing for, not for me, not for the Christian Revolution, but for our Heavenly Father.
For the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah. And that's why I can't wait to get to Seattle and see you two again. I'll be out there. I believe it's the third week of August. We'll prep a rally so we can unite in Seattle, even in the darkest areas. That bright light of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and King, shines so bright. And we're not going to give Seattle up to Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Lucifer Led Evil. We're going to go ahead and keep peacefully rallying and recruiting those that are right now clearly on the side of Team Lucifer.
Amen. Amen to that.
You know, I just want to pop in real quick. I love what you're doing. When I say I wrote that down, raising funds for Jesus, for who is funding good? And over the last 2 years, I've looked at all these large Christian organizations, relief organizations, whatever organizations, and I watched how they just basically fell, and they went in line with all the mandates that came forward, and they promoted them, and everything that fell forward on that. And I've been telling my wife, we're pulling our money out of these organizations, we're putting them into smaller organizations, and we're putting it into people and individuals that are standing up for righteousness' sake. And I really believe what we're going through is God's way of revealing the dross from the true pure metal, and that we need to be wise and discerning and saying, I'm not going to put my money over there anymore. We need to put our money in organizations and individuals who are standing up for righteousness. So my whole paradigm is shifting and has been shifting. So I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing.
Is it growing, Brett? Ohio Brett?
It's growing like crazy. Because, you know, this plan, we have to build back. We have to build at the local level.
Yes.
And unfortunately, many of us really know that who the author of confusion is. And everywhere I go, I want to encourage people. Remember, I'm the sports guy. I was blessed to play football, college football, for Nick Saban, who is now at the University of Alabama. I was on the team at University of Toledo in Ohio. It was the first time Nick Saban was ever a head football coach. My dad, Dr. Alan Bowl, was actually the athletic director who hired him. So a sports world theme is it's so critical to build the team the right way. You have to have a strong foundation. So that's why, by the way, if you think it's glorious trying to travel to all 50 states and driving to 48 of them, it is not glorious at all. It is lonely on the road. Many times I've slept in my car. I've worn out hotels, have many people who graciously hosted me. Again, I'm in full-time ministry, and we just move forward. But It's amazing how the personal touch goes so far. And when you meet with two or three people in Iowa, in Nebraska, in Kansas, they become the core of your team. And then we can use all the technology, Clout Hub video meetings, conference calls, Zoom meetings. Of course, we can do all that technology, but you cannot replace
breaking
the personal
bread. It's like breaking bread together. You have to.
It's so important.
Yeah. Like when we met you, and I know you and Anna have talked quite a bit, but when we met you, there's a camaraderie that develops when you meet people in person. You can't do that over Zoom. Or, you know, it's not the same as hanging out and breaking bread and having communion with one another. I think that's so important.
It's the story.
Energy.
There's no doubt about it. And then the other thing, I have to look at people's eyes and let them know that we do not want to fund the big foundations. We do not want to give money to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. We are not going to go down and support what we feel is evil. But the good news is, in Biloxi, Mississippi, in El Paso, New Mexico, Jacksonville, Florida, Augusta, Maine, if you live there, high probability you know and can refer and recommend people who are doing good. And many of these people who are doing good in the community, they don't even have a website.
Yeah,
they're just doing it because they say, focused on scripture, that they truly are supposed to love their neighbor, blacks helping whites, whites helping blacks, Hispanics, Asians. It is such a just a delusion and a deception that there is a racial strife in America. That's a bunch of baloney.
I agree.
It's a lie of all lies. And I come from the football background where blacks and whites play football together, and those are our brothers. And we will hold people accountable in that locker room that we know everybody has a different role on that team. Whether you're the water boy or the scout team player or the superstar, everybody has a role on that team. And that's what Team Jesus has. We all don't have the same role, mm-hmm. but we all have to come together at the local level. And there's a lot of great – I am so encouraged on the road. But unfortunately, we're not organized and we're not united. The left is. The Lucifer-led left and the Lucifer-led right. I believe, and I want your audience to hear this. This is Ohio Brett's opinion, that it is a spiritual battle, not just a political fight.
Yep.
And so it is it seems to me at the highest levels of Congress and the Senate and at the highest level of the presidential levels, it seems to me the Republicans and Democrats are two wings of the same bird.
Amen.
How in the world can our southern border not be shored up? How in the world can we ever give $44 million to any foreign $44 billion to any foreign country? We're supposed to take care of our own first.
Absolutely.
We can do that because we have a government who steals from their people to give it away to other people.
To promote their agenda, which is a globalist agenda. And bottom line, it's also just criminals. These are just criminals, and we've been whitewashed our entire lives. I really talk about this in the book, but I love what you're saying, Brett. I am 100% two wings of the same bird, and we do not ride that bird. We are Christians. We are followers, and we have King Jesus that we serve, and it's time that we get back to serving him and not power, pleasure, and profits.
Right. It takes that righteous anger. I love that you said that. I have righteous anger.
I do.
I
have righteous anger. And I'm going to use my background in sports because Ohio Brett has a little Paul Revere in me. I'm literally with my lantern riding across America, all 50 states. I don't have a horse, but I do have a Ford Escape with 190,000 miles on it. And I've had blowout tires on this journey. So God wanted me to have brand new tires before I head out west to Seattle, and I'm thankful for this.
I can totally see you driving because, I mean, how many times have you texted me and you're like, hey, I'm getting on the road in like 5 hours and I'm going to call you. And I can totally see you just bombing in your car with the phone on the little phone holder. Just chatting away, just like going with righteous anger, like, I am going to do this. I will conquer. People will be saved
in Jesus'
know
name.
Jesus.
And just remember, who is our strength?
Yep. Yes.
Our strength comes from the
Lord.
Strength.
This isn't the power of Brett Bull nicknamed Ohio Brett. I'm a nobody. But I'm exhausted some days driving 10, 12 hours because I have a commitment to get to the next stop. And I've made a lot of mistakes on the road, and it'll be part of my testimony. There's been a few times that I have fell asleep at the wheel, and angels only protected me. So those stories will come out later. And now I don't press as hard as I did in the past. But it is so critical that we just know that the Lord is our strength. Our Heavenly Father, I'm being obedient to his call on my life. I'm fully aware everybody who does have a personal relationship with the Lord, they have a call on their life. It's going to be different than mine.
Right.
I just feel led in this season of my life to go 3 years in a row to sound the alarm and wake people up. That's the Paul Revere in me.
Yes, I see you.
The British are coming.
I see you with a lantern. I see you with a flame. With the flame.
The flame.
Out of your car.
I love that flame. And that's why all the listeners need to pray over the flame and financially support the flame. You need to be making a one-time contribution. And if they have monthly donations, the flame needs support. Well, so please, anybody listening to this podcast, pray over the flame. and then God will give you the right number. I'm fully aware everybody has a different giving level. Whether it's $10, $100, $1,000, or $10,000, everybody has a different giving level. I know that personally because I'm funded by people that send me money, and I go. So the flame needs that as well, and I'm excited to be a huge fan of what all that you're doing with the flame.
Thank you. Thank you for that. The thing I see, though, is you, and thank you for that, is you riding through like Paul Revere. I see this in my spirit. I could feel it. You know, I could see the long haul of the drives and the ministry and the heart for God and the obedience. And I see you calling out Ohio Brett, who has Jesus in him.
You're a circuit rider from the old days.
I see the Paul Revere. So that's what I saw in my spirit when you were saying that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I am meeting absolutely warriors. And with the sports theme, Team Jesus, I am meeting all-star players on Team Jesus in every single state. And there's three different categories. Many of them are prayer warriors, and they're covering me in prayer on this journey. Some of them are special forces. They will actually show up with me, whether we're having a prayer gathering or we're doing what I call a honking wave, that we go out and I have my appeal to heaven flags with me, and I'll stand on a street corner in some town I've never been to and just wave for a half hour. And it's amazing how many people will get out of their car and come join me. But it's also amazing how Team Lucifer will let you know you're number one by giving you the middle finger.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Last summer, I feel like we were at so many rallies, and I always loved getting the middle finger because I just wave back and I'm like, I know I'm number one. Thank you.
I love you. It's so great because they know exactly who number one is.
Yeah, they do.
Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Our Jesus the Christ, yes, but we can love on everybody. And we can get into another talk about love. In Scripture, our Heavenly Father is a jealous and awesome God.
Yep.
He doesn't love those that the workers of iniquity. He is open to all. That love is open to all, but it's up to us to share the truth of Jesus Christ with others.
It's so funny. I was just having a conversation a couple days ago. I'm like, God is crazy. Like, legitimately crazy. He is a crazy, crazy God, because everything that he calls us to do always seems so crazy, right? Like, you being on the road, going to all 50 states, devoting 3 years of your life. Isn't that crazy?
Like a good sense of humor type of crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying, in all the positive ways. He is just crazy.
Like crazy love.
But in that, it's so amazing when you step into his craziness and he empowers you and you're like, I could have never done that without him. Mm-hmm. And he made it possible. 100%. How crazy is that?
These doors, I promise you, Ohio Brett Bowl is from Dublin, Ohio, just outside of Columbus. And I love my home state. And I'm thankful that the Buckeye State is sharing me with 49 other states.
Go Buckeyes!
Make no mistake. OHIO. There may be some Ohio State fans listening right now. And the only time I cheer against the Ohio State Buckeyes, I played football at the University of Toledo, which is a small school in Ohio. And we actually are on the schedule this year. So I'll be at the game September 17th when the Toledo Rockets play at the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yay, go Toledo, too.
Unless Toledo's playing Ohio State, of course I'm the biggest Buckeye fan.
My father-in-law's in Toledo, so I got to give a shout-out.
Yeah, the flame definitely rolls hard in Ohio. My husband's from Ohio.
My husband's from Ohio.
The flame loves Ohio. Woo!
We're in Ohio.
And Ohio loves the flame. And so just to let you guys know that there's been some major, major doors opened on this journey because through Coach Dave and Dr. John Diamond, a friend that I met through Coach Dave, Brighteon.tv, BRIGHTEON.tv, is the fastest growing streaming TV network in the world. They have 56 TV hosts. close to 3 million viewers on their streaming network. And their difference is every show is live. They have live production TV studio, and most of the hosts connect via Skype, as do all guests. But Ohio Brett got a tryout, and I'm thankful that they said yes to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country in sports every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find me. And later today at 4 o'clock, I'll be on air. I have three guests that will join me, and it's been a great platform because we can get the truth out there uncensored for God and Country in sports, because what are they trying to take out of sports? God and Country.
Oh, yeah. You could just watch the last 15 years of Super Bowl intermissions to realize Satan is alive and well in that organization. And when they shifted from American Pie, rock and roll, country, and they went Luciferian, you can just literally track it back about 15 years. And it is literally a massive demonic celebration at every halftime of the last recent years. It's just amazing when
That's
you
right.
look at it.
And so where are they teaching that in our churches? Hey, everybody, when you watch a Super Bowl, look out for this. Our churches are being silent.
Yep.
That's why Ohio Brett, cousin to Paul Revere, is going to ride and share the flame in that lantern of truth. And we need to expose this truth in ways that they will receive it. And the good news is, it's found in Scripture, Luke 12:12. Before I ever speak to any group or even before this interview, I pray on Luke 12:12. Let the Holy Spirit teach me in that very same hour the exact words I should say. And that's what we can do when we're confronted with those that they might be family members, they might be friends, that we can share the good news found in Scripture, and it's so powerful. Powerful, the Holy Spirit working in us.
Amen. Amen.
Well, and we show that in our actions too. You know, I think that when we follow God's lead and we share our testimonies in that, it empowers others. Right? Being the cheerleader for God. And the flame tries to do that as much as possible, to remind people that God created you just as you are for such a time as this, and to step into what God is telling you you should be doing, and honoring him in that. And so the flame, you know, we pray before this podcast, every time, just to allow him to speak through us, right? Because it isn't about us, but we are just enough.
Right.
We, the people, are just enough. And it's finally so apparent.
Yes.
Evil is so apparent now that we can't deny it anymore.
Romans 1:18 and following, God is literally giving the nation over to itself and the people over to themselves. You got to read that whole section from 18 following. And God's wrath is not fire and brimstone. It's literally allowing all the things that we see to come to fruition. And he wants those of us who are righteous and God-fearing to stand against it, because Jesus said the gates of hell will not stand against the church. And we as the church have been lulled into following the things of the world, worshiping everything but God. And this time is now a time to present that. And Brett, I wanted to ask you real quick. You said that you have prayer warriors, you have special forces, but you have another group that you're meeting with.
Thank you so much. That's the team. That's the follow-up teams. Because a lot of times when the special forces are going to go in and maybe have a meeting with powerful people or politicians or company owners or even the pastor, well, first of all, we know when we're going to go in. And yes, it may be if we're going to do a honk and wave or a protest somewhere peacefully. Everything we do is all peaceful. Peaceful noncompliance is what we're about. I want to repeat that. It's peaceful. Yes, it's thechristianrevolution.net, but it's peaceful. So anytime we know an event on the schedule, I am covered with the prayer force, prayers, and then special forces will meet me. And then the follow-up happens, because we can give the name and the title and a phone number and an email, and we can then call those people. And you see the power of that?
Yes.
The three-part power of that. And so there are some things that we're doing across the nation. And since I'm going to all 50 states, we're building teams in all 50 states. This works, by the way, for those who want to go in to their school board meetings at the local level. So when the special forces know they're going to stand up for the children at a local school board meeting, well, some of their friends can start praying over it. And then the special forces, the 3, the 5, the 10 that actually go to the meeting can go to the meeting. They know they're covered in prayer. And then the follow-up, other people can bombard those school board members with phone calls and emails. And then we do the coaching. We provide the templates of a script or an email. We don't want any foul language. We just want them to know they're going to be hit 3 different ways: in prayer, in a physical presentation in a meeting, and then follow-up calls. Does that make sense?
It sounds just like a book of Acts. It sounds just like the book of Acts. You are following a biblical principle that has been going on for centuries, and this is how you send out missionaries. You have prayer warriors, you have funders, you have people on the streets, and then you have that follow-up. I mean, Brett, you're just following the very blueprint that God has laid out for us, and I love the—
That's right.
I love what you're doing. You're making it.
And here's another one I want to share. And again, everybody, if you feel led, go to thechristianrevolution.net. You can click in the upper right, and the tab will come out where you can contact us. Maybe you want to be a volunteer. Maybe you want to get our newsletter. If you feel led, we are a grant-making organization, so we want you to pray for us first, because we want to get out funds to Team Jesus at the local level. So, of course, if you feel led, $10, $20, $100 or more, whatever your easy button is, we need those funds to give out. And I'm meeting those people. You can see my schedule. And for security purposes, I put the date, and we put on that schedule the town that I will be in. We do not put the time, because people email me, and then I let them know where I'm going to be if they want to come meet with me at a prayer gathering or an open house type format. Does that make sense?
I want to butt in here and remind people while we're on the money issue that, you know, David Zuniga was on the show, 2 months ago?
Yes.
And he busted out, and he is just like, look, 80% of the churches aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, yet people are tithing to that.
Yes.
And we are in a time now that if you're tithing to churches that closed during COVID or are not speaking from the pulpit on worldly events, you need to pull your tithe from that church, and you need to be tithing to the Christian Revolution. You need to be tithing to the flame. You need to be tithing to— be in prayer about where else your tithes should be—
Amen.
—going, but it needs to be
100%.
Pulled from the—
Yes.
—church and—
Yes.
—and given to people who are activated on sharing the good news, who are activated on being willing to stand up against the evil, not just being complacent.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that I'm very excited about. Remember, Ohio Brett is an absolute nobody, but I am doing something for my Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ, who did it all. He did it all on the cross for all of us.
Yep.
For all of us who believe by faith alone, not in works. So what you're going to be seeing is the rebranding of the OhioBrett.com website, where you can find out who is Ohio Brett, what does he do, why does he do it, and who are his partners in different categories. Obviously, I'm going to be talking about the ChristianRevolution.net and Brighteon TV, and I'm going to have my partner pages, and the flame will be on there. And these will be great places to go for resources for those of you who pull your tithe out of the Lucifer-led church and want to really get it to the grassroots level of those who are doing good versus evil on the streets daily. CoachDaveLive.com will be listed. The good news is I've been blessed, because now I've been asked to be MC and a speaker at these events. In the medical category, there's so many worthy people that we can guide people to.
Yep.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Carrie Madej, Brian Artis, Eric Napude. There's a long list of people that now have become friends on this journey. In the lawfare category, there's lots of attorneys that are worthy of support. And then there's the real media, and that's where you will fall in. there's lots of people out there who are influencers who are in that real mm-hmm. media who need funded. Yeah. They need funded because they're doing something that Fox and CNN, NBC, CBS is not doing. And yes, I said Fox.
Oh, they're part of it.
We're fighting the beast system is what we're yeah. fighting, and we're on the front lines. And you say, you always are saying, oh, it's Ohio Brett is nothing. And I've been thinking a lot about this week of when we die to ourselves and Jesus takes over. And then I get to a meeting and myself comes out, you know, and it's not always Jesus. I feel like it's such a fine balance to just always be led by the Spirit. And maybe he gave me a personality, so he's acting through it. But I love that you keep saying that you give him the glory and not yourself. And we...
all of it.
Yeah, and we need to do that more, because when you're talking, sometimes your personality just comes out.
Well, that's
you know?
Who you are. That's who God made you, though. That's yeah. your personality. Don't worry about that.
That's right. And you know what's beautiful about the personalities? Our Heavenly Father didn't make robots. So we're all beautiful. We are all beautiful and wonderfully made. And everybody can find their mission work. If you love to bake, or if you love to chop wood, or if you're a good mechanic, or if you happen to be a good speaker, there's lots, all doors are open. And the most beautiful thing is, I really do believe that a verse a day will show you the way. And yes, of course, many of us are into more, whether it's an hour a day or I read 4 pages every day. And so I'm not doing that to get through the Bible to say, okay, bucket list, I read the whole Bible. And then I'll go read the book of Asher and Maccabees and the wisdom of Solomon and Jasher. I'll go read all those. And then once
Amen.
I do it, once I'm done, I'm not doing that. I forget how many times I read through the Bible. It doesn't matter, because that was never a bucket list. I'm doing it because I'm being obedient to my Heavenly Father. That's it. And how can you look in the mirror and say that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ if you aren't reading Scripture daily?
Oh, man.
And I when I speak, I say, everybody, look straight. Don't look right or left, because I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me. Don't look right or left.
It's funny you said the book of Jasher. I've been reading that myself. I just got through Enoch and now Jasher, and it's amazing how many people I've been listening to are bringing this up, and I'm like, aha, there's also another move going here. But we're going to run out of our time here shortly.
We know that man has touched it, right? Anything man has touched of selfish gain. So when people write history, well, they're going to show themselves in the best possible light. So it's safe to say that when these Bibles were translated to English, man touched it.
Yes.
So why in the world, who made the decision for those books, Jasher, Enoch, the Maccabees, the Wisdom of Solomon, all who made that decision? So all I'm saying is you can read those and be in constant prayer with the Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, please put the right words in my mouth. I'm reading the Scripture, and I want to be obedient to you. That's direct prayer, and nobody's playing defense on you from doing that.
Well, you know, Brett, you are right on, and we are nearing the end of our show, our time with you. So if you could, we could have you on for hours, but please tell our listeners one more time where people can go to find out more about you.
You got it. Well, the first thing is, it's not about me. It's about that B-I-B-L-E. A verse a day will show you the way. So I want to challenge all these listeners to get into the Bible first daily. Read Scripture. Second, I want you to go to the flame and pray over them. And yes, I want you to give to them to whatever level the Lord leads. And if you want to find out about Ohio Brett, OhioBrett, OhioBrett.com and TheChristianRevolution.net. It's been an honor to be on with The Flame. God bless you, and I'll see you in Seattle soon.
God bless, yes.
Big announcement, my new book, Breaking the Deception Code, A True Seeker's Guide to Discernment, is now available. If there's a singular problem facing the world today, it's a lack of discernment reflected in billions of ignorant people choosing to align themselves with dark forces intent on destroying them physically, mentally, financially, and spiritually. The solution is learning how to have discernment, and there's no better way than purchasing my new book, Breaking the Deception Code, A True Seeker's Guide to Discernment. My book will equip you with all you need to know about the battle you're in and how to stop being an easy target for human and spiritual predators. Breaking the Deception Code, A True Seeker's Guide to Discernment, is available through all online booksellers now.
First off, I want to congratulate you, Steve, on getting your book out. Being gone for a couple weeks, a lot has happened. I know we've been waiting for this to finally be flying off the shelf. So congratulations. This is the part of our show that we call our weekly word of encouragement, where we take a few minutes to reflect back and share what God has been doing in our lives. But before we share with you, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to The Flame Paper, our companion publication. It's as simple as going to theflameusa.com and clicking the subscribe button.
25,000 subscriptions to change America. Put it at the forefront of your brain, please.
Please get your share of that 25,000 and pass them out to everyone that you see. Let's ignite and get people moving and remind the world that it's we the people. So our verse for the week is Proverbs 31:8-9. And it says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." Nicole, what has God been teaching you this week on this word?
Well, all of it. You know, we just talked about that. I think Ohio Brett, about the poor and needy, about giving to the right causes, about defending the rights. I think we do that with our paper, with this podcast. I think that we are defending the rights of everyone. And when I get tired and weary, which last week was a tough, tough, tough week, I say that a lot because we are in a spiritual war. And it seems like we are on that that finger hit list that we were just talking about, you know? And so it takes a lot of prayer. Overnight, we play scripture. You know, it's become a minute-by-minute battle. But we're defending. I look at my granddaughter. I think of all the kids in the world, and I look at just this craziness. And God keeps opening doors. Last night I saw something crazy. That's the word of the day, crazy. Crazy good, crazy bad. And, but this was not. It was Russia Today, and it was about the bio labs being linked to nuclear and about how Russia called out all the top elites, and they had a lot of evidence, it seemed, on this thing. And I was disturbed because we're at a precipice of if we don't get this administration out, and if we don't stand up for the poor and needy and for the people that won't stand up, we the people, our kids are in real big trouble. I'm not worried about me.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. When we last night we were at our Tuesday meeting and we hear, you know, people speaking of what they're going to do and what they want to do, and it's crazy to me to think that somehow people don't think that they're the power.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I, the people listening, we're the power.
Yes.
We don't have to listen to what the government tells us to do.
We are the government.
We don't have to continue to follow in this chaos, we can make a change.
Yep.
We can demand change.
Right.
Again, Starbucks keeps coming up, right, in my brain, because here is a company who years ago and still is making massive amounts of money.
Yep.
Massive amounts. I mean, enough that they can have two stores on the same street corner. And they have continually pushed
the agenda.
The agenda.
Yep.
And now they're paying the consequences.
Don't they have the sun god on their cups?
That's actually no, it's not the sun god. That is a mermaid, and it's been tied to the spirit of homosexuality.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a false god.
It's a false god.
You know,
it's also to the demonic of the water that's here.
Yeah, regardless of this, that.
But we just see how they do. Yes.
If you don't like what they're supporting, stop supporting them.
Yeah.
And get a subscription. You know, the other thing that bothered me yesterday, real quick, was people don't know we're at war.
No.
And so I'm listening to speeches that
they know we're at war. They believe that, like, Russia and Ukraine are at war. They believe the smokescreen. They don't realize that they are at war within their own country.
They think they have time is the problem. They think that there's time to do policy as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're talking like politicians always talk.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that, dude, we don't have time for what you just said. And you just spun in circles and you didn't give us a clear answer.
Right.
I don't care how smart you are. You're not that smart. And it just made my stomach hurt because I could physically feel the spiritual implication of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what all the answers are, but what I do know is God knows and God has equipped us and we need to be more
activated.
We need to be activated and more obedient and actually follow through. Follow through. So
that's a big one with me is follow through. I'm pushing, just starting to promote my book, and I've got hundreds of shows I have to contact, and Nicole and I were talking about how much work goes into producing the Flame paper and the Flame podcast and everything that we're involved with, and mine's the same thing. You don't get anywhere if you sit down and be quiet. You have to work hard, and everything that we read in the scriptures is that when God calls you, you do what God calls you, and it's also, it always includes a ton of work, sweat, craziness.
I was just going to say crazy.
I mean, I've been reading about in the book of Jasher the whole life of Abraham. There's a lot in the Bible, the 66 book Bible, that is removed from what he actually did. I won't go any further. I'll just say it's crazy what that
crazy
man went through.
This is a crazy good show.
It is a crazy good show, and The Flame is a crazy good paper. And our life is crazy good. God has equipped us, and he's moving, and he's crazy good. So we want to thank our listeners for listening to The Flame podcast. We also want to thank Ohio Brat for coming on with us. And if you like what we're doing, we can always use your financial support. So go to theflameusa.com and donate. So as we like to say, I'm Anna Kane.
I'm Nicole Orozco.
And I'm Steve, the producer, Johan, reminding you to keep your tinder dry, your torch lit, as together with God's help, we're spreading the truth like wildfire. I am through with this, 'cause I am more than this.